Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is Sunday morning, February the 9th, 2020. You know, the Lord has given us authority in the earth, and He told Adam, He brought the animals before Adam to see what He would call them. And I have made a decision. I'm going to call it what I want it. And if the Lord needs to interrupt me and say, no, say it this way, I'm going to say exactly what I want. And that's in context with what I just spoke to y'all about. No more guilt trips, but just, I don't want to. That's the way we should be. A lot of things come into our life because the Lord's observing to see what we're going to call them. For good or for bad. Okay, I'm going to start out this morning with the prophet's corner first. We'll do the teaching last. It's just becoming amazing to me what's happening in the spirit. I just feel it. This is entitled The Fall of the Latest Tower. There's talk of towers through the Old Testament specifically, like the Tower of Babel. The fall of the latest tower. Satan's been raising up his towers and God's been knocking them down. It's what happened at Babel. It's what happened at Sodom and Gomorrah. I'll just begin to read here. I got this on February the 4th. The left is desperate. Let me explain something first before I go on. Let's see if I have it written here. It's behind this word. There it is. You notice in the Word of God, a lot of the prophets were scribes. A scribe is a secretary. Daniel was a secretary. John was a secretary. They both really said the same thing about the end of days. The angel gave the message, or the messenger of the Lord gave it. So this is what a scribe is. It's a writer or a secretary. So that's how the Lord transmits to me. I'm not one of these prophets with a booming voice, "Oh, say the Lord," all this kind of stuff. That's nothing wrong with that. And everybody shakes and trembles. That's not the way I am. I may have a prophecy once in a while, but for the most part, it's like I began to hear it. It's like something's over my shoulder. And I began to write. And so that's what I've done here. So you'll understand why I bring the words the way I do. Okay. The left is desperate and they are pulling out all the stops. Their desire is to take down Donald John Trump. Yes, Trump Tower. What they don't get, even to this hour, is I'm bringing down their tower with my Holy Ghost power. The impeachment plot was a fail. The Iowa caucus is also rigged. This Iowa caucus, this Buttigieg, he's a homosexual running for office. He paid all these thousands of dollars to have this app produced to tally the votes. And they still don't know who won. And it's been, a week or two? At least a week. It's like the Lord said to me, just watch. Their chariot wheels are becoming unhinged, and every new thing that they're going to start doing, their wheels won't be able to go. It will be a total, just no power behind it. Not only do they bite and devour their opposition, but now they're turning on each other with their biting and devouring. Now, I'm not saying a thus saith Lord, I'm saying I believe this is the plot. Don't be surprised if either Hillary Clinton or Michelle Obama is vice president, president, whoever, whatever combination, that's what they're trying to push by sabotaging the caucus to not show who's truly in the lead, who is Bernie Sanders, the communist, is the one in the lead. But this app, what little bit they could get, what little bit of count, it showed Buttigieg in the lead. So don't be surprised. This is Satan's agenda. But this is what I have it to speak. Speak an uncontested election. Uncontested. They can't even get out of their own way now. That's how confused they become. At the Iowa caucus, President Trump received 97% of the vote. In fact, one of the other ones, the one, I don't know if it's the Libertarian or the other one that was in running against him, he's already dropped out. So he'll be uncontested in that respect as far as winning the primary. They think they're so clever in this endeavor, but it will most certainly backfire on them. For 8 years, 2008 to 2016, a sham was put on the people of this nation. Michael pretending to be a woman, the first lady in the White House. This will come around to bite them. They think you are stupid. Yes, just like Hillary, a basket of deplorables. What they threw away and discounted, I used to overthrow, Gideon. They have discounted and underestimated the truther movement. How powerful. When you know the truth makes you free. Total transparency will bring their downfall. This is the fall of the cabal. John 8:32, and you shall know the truth shall make you free. No more liars in the White House. They just escorted three of them out of the National Security Council at the White House just 2 days ago. The Unity Party is coming together. Unity has risen out of adversity. Many are coming to the right side, my side. The left are imploding from within. They don't know what to do. They are desperate, like caged animals, and a caged animal is dangerous. Their resources have run out. Even with this last false flag event, the coronavirus scam, that has pumped millions into the Red Cross won't bail them out. See, Red Cross, they use that to get their blood. You know, back, I don't know what, a couple of years ago, which hurricane it was, that Operation Blessing and Samaritan's Purse were the first ones on the scene, and they observed the Red Cross stealing their stuff. They have no place else to go, for the Unity Party is coming together all over the earth. Brexit. France and the LFS movement, how long has that been going on? Like 8 months? And Hong Kong. Other EU countries are desiring to leave and follow the Brexit example. Yes, all over the world, the spirit is moving, just like the prophet foretold. They have no place else to go and nowhere to hide. The church is pushing the devil out and back under our feet. I am behind this movement. It is not by might or power, but by my spirit. Ask for mercy on them. Keep an humble attitude as you watch their tower fall. For this is a sad thing that you're beholding. You know, they caused our towers to fall, 9/11. 3,000 souls were lost, and they're still losing people from the aftermath of fight, going into those buildings and inhaling things and stuff. It's like Sodom and Gomorrah. Let me look at this. This is Genesis chapter 18. Verse 20. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which is come unto me, and if not, I will know. So the cry of it. Look what the Lord's saying here. I hear it. Okay. Keep your hearts right and lay not your hand against them. Refrain from speaking evil against them. Vengeance belongs to me alone. Rejoice in your freedom. That is okay and appropriate, but rejoice not that these have been brought down. For I lift up one and bring down another. It is before me that they rise or fall. I have decreed that their end has come. much like the Egyptians bearing down on the Israelites in the sea. The result, the horse and the rider dead on the seashore. For they have said, I will, one too many times. Now my will prevail. Proverbs 16:18, pride goeth before destruction and haughty spirit before a fall. The Super Bowl halftime show was the last straw. There's a pastor bringing a lawsuit against the NFL because of the crotch-grabbing, scantily clad, sexual, satanic ritual halftime show. They've been doing it for years, but they're getting worse and worse. Here's a breakdown of some of the symbolism in the Super Bowl halftime show. All of these big events are satanic rituals. Shakira dressed in red. Red is a distraction, this even to distract the masses. They use spells in these events to control the minds of people. She represents flames of hell in her costume. She performed in an illuminated circle. She sings, let the empires of the world unite. Now, the New World Order, the Antichrist system. Led Zeppelin, one of the most popular satanic bands, the lead singer purchased the house of Aleister Crowley, who started the satanic church and all that mess. While she is dancing, she has a knotted rope, which is used in Freemasonry ceremonies. The knots and the ropes are storage for cast spells and enchantments. She's doing all this dance with this knotted rope. J-Lo is dressed in pink on the top of a spire. This represents the pink lighted spire on top of the World Trade Center in celebration of abortion. Women's empowerment. The effeminate men behind her are dancing while she sings, and they're dressed in black and white, which are the colors of the white checkered floor you see in the Masonic temples. Next, see, J-Lo is on a pole, and she mocks Jesus. She's like this, and she's going round and round. Standing and spinning in the form of a cross. Next, you see in front of her the children light up in cages, even her own daughters among the children. See, how they program their children, they sexually abuse these children. This is how they control them. You know, I heard someone yesterday, Tiffany Fitzhenry. This is the first time I've ever listened to her, but she was very in-depth and she knew very much where she was going. And I don't know who the other lady was, but they were talking about, she said, when I began to realize this has been the way of our world, this isn't just a last 100-year thing. This has been going on in our world since the very beginning because Satan is the god of this world. This has been the system. Because Satan has been allowed to run roughshod over everything, this has been the system. Talking about rescuing the children, getting these children out of the situation, they're still going through it at this present time. They've arrested a lot of people, they've uncovered a lot of places, but there's still a lot more to go. It represents the bondage that the children are under, like they're like puppets or birds in cages. In other words, their own cult that they follow, they're under the bondage. They were done this way as children, and now they do that to their children, generations. Looking down, that's why the Lord wants us to have mercy, pity, compassion. Pray for those that would turn. Looking down on the stage, you see the circle and cross symbol for the woman. You know, the symbol with the... They enslave their women as children, and then these women and men enslave their own children. They believe Satan is the light bringer, the illuminated one, thus the title Illuminati, and that God is the enemy. So all this is done in this illuminated looking type atmosphere. At the end, Shakira and J-Lo dressed in silver and gold represents transhumanism. In other words, they think through technology that they're going to actually, what's going to happen through all this tranny stuff and all this messing with genetics, that these demons are going to come inhabit them like the Antichrist. Isn't that what the Antichrist is going to be? Satan's going to inhabit him. The same thing has been going on in earth over and over in some degree since Genesis 11 and the Tower of Babel. Tower after tower they have built. They go so far, then down it comes, and all their effort is scattered. It then takes the devil many years to regroup and get people to unify with him to start building his tower again. This has taken hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years to get to this point. I was just thinking, Lord, this has to be the end. It's never been this widespread. And there's never been so many people on the earth that it's, you know, they're all affected. Super Bowl 54, the win of the Kansas City Chiefs, was prophetic. They haven't won a Super Bowl in 50 years. Jubilee! Reset! No accident either that their owners are Christians. Those with Jesus win. Now, I came across this. This was after the Lord gave me this. The late Bob Jones, which was a prophet, and he was pretty effective in the body of Christ because you can't really listen to any of them that don't bring up Bob Jones. He was speaking to Robert Leirden about 20 years ago or so. He said, he was from Kansas City. He said, if the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, it is a signal for revival and God is raising up apostolic chiefs. They won on that day the 222nd game on 2-2-20. Sounds prophetic, doesn't it?
His aunt, the coaches, that was his 222nd
game. Win. Win, yeah. Church, this is your time to shine. Time for the church to unify and keep the devil under your feet and defeated. Yes, as I told you, at the end of last year, 2020, it'll be the manifestation of the sons of God. It has begun. Everything you see today and as you go forward will be the result of the swamp being drained. Don't fear, be dismayed by what you see or hear. It's just the fits they throw and the noises they make as the swamp creatures are being removed from where they have been so long and felt they were entitled to at the expense of you. You won't see them again anymore. I was thinking about the little game wardens you see. They got to go. Somebody's got an alligator in their yard, so they got to go get the alligator and get him out. Boy, that thing thrashes and does his roll and does all of his stuff. But they went out. They get out the duct tape and tape his snout up and put him in the back of the truck and take him somewhere else. The narrative has changed in America. There are more with you than are with them, even though it may not appear so at this time. One last warning, be humble, lest you be judged also. Now we'll look at Proverbs here. Proverbs 24. Proverbs 17:18. Rejoice not when thine enemy falleth, and let not thine heart be glad when he stumbleth, lest the Lord see it, and it displease him, and he turn away his wrath from him. We don't want that. We want the Lord to do a thorough purging. It reminds me of the old movie, The Ten Commandments, when the death angel came into Egypt to kill the firstborn, and you could hear the screams. Micah 6:8, he hath shown thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. This is an afterthought. Listen to the president's speeches. If you didn't watch the So Too, it was awesome. He relays information. He sets the new narrative. Expect to see this soon, an announcement that they have accidentally found the cure for cancer. Now, they've had it for years and years and years, but because of the love of money, root to all evil, they've allowed people to die, probably by the millions, and suffer agony. But they just accidentally found it. You just watch it. It is a lie that they just accidentally found the cure. They have had the cure for years, but because of the love of money, they allowed on. Only God knows how many have suffered and died. Evil. They say accidentally found a cure to save face and to cover their deception. I speak full disclosure regarding this issue. The truth will come out. Now, I'm sure it's not just that. It'll be other things also.